Good afternoon, everybody. I'd like to welcome everybody to Franklin Township Board of Trustees meeting. This is our regular bi-monthly meeting.
Thank you.
If you have not had a chance, if you want to speak, we do have a speaker card up here that would need to be signed. Every person gets 3 minutes uninterrupted, and then the board will address if there's anything to address at that time. Would you like to open this in prayer?
Sure.
Okay.
Our Lord, we thank you for this day. Lord, we just ask you to be in the midst of everything that is said and done, and give it, your mind as we make the decisions that will affect this township. Lord, we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
And Jan, would you lead us in the Pledge of Allegiance, please?
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Ma'am, if we can have a roll call when you're ready.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Okay, starting off with old business approval of the meeting minutes 4/20, 5/23/23, meeting 5/23 of 2023, regular meeting 6/1 of 23. Board, if there is no discussion on these, I would ask for a second.
I would ask the board to break out 4/20 and 6/1 away from the 5/23 because I was absent and I cannot vote on 5/23s.
Okay, so here in that we are taking out 4/20 and what was the other
6/1.
One? 6/1.
Yeah, I can vote on those.
Okay, so I'm going to start this over. I'm going to start off with them first, sir.
Okay.
And then I will go for a motion and a vote. Approval of meeting minutes 4/20/23 and meeting 6/1 of 23. If there's no further discussion, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
You can't. You weren't there.
Yeah, I was.
Those are the ones you are there.
Yeah.
Okay.
5/23.
My apologies. Okay. Hearing a second. If there's no further discussion, ma'am, I'd ask for a roll call.
John.
Yes.
Jim.
Yes.
Ralph.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Old business approving the meeting minutes 5/23/2023 special and special meeting of 5/23/2023 regular. That was a special. If there's no further discussion on the other two dates, I would ask for a second.
Exactly.
Here in a second, if there's no further further discussion, I would call for a roll call. Mm-hmm.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes. Oh, I can't vote.
Well, you've just saying no.
Abstain.
Yes. And Ralph?
Yeah.
And I said yes, correct?
Mm-hmm, you did.
Okay. So moving on, new business, Patty with SWAC.
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 Patty SWAC.
How are you doing?
SWAC. Hi, everybody. I got a bunch of stuff. Steve, first, this is for you. 771 Harrisburg Pike was at our meeting Tuesday night. Mm-hmm. They have a new owner who wants to make everything legal, code compliant and everything. I know they are scheduled to present to you.
Mm-hmm.
Just let me know when so I can make sure I can attend the meeting. We had no problems with anything that they were wanting to do, so we were in full support. And if they feel they need me to stand up with them or whatnot to echo the full support, I can be there to do that. Secondly, Mr. Police Chief.
Ma'am.
This is for you.
What is it?
No biggie.
But we have to tell what it is.
We have to, what is it?
What is it? It is a request. We, as Southwest Air Commission, are wanting to put on a health fair. And we are looking for a place to do it, a non-secular place to do it. It was thought possibly the coroner's office, because they do have an auditorium and everything. They got back with us and said, that might not be the best place to hold a health fair.
Either you fell into health and you're already there.
Could be an eye-opener, too.
One of the things that I offered up was possibly the church. And then it was like, well, maybe not, because we've got so many different faiths or non-faiths, and maybe somebody may not be comfortable going to a church. So can we find some place that is non-secular? It was then brought up in our meeting that the sheriff's department holds Narcan handouts down at Central Point. And I know there is a school down there, because we're also looking at some schools that might allow us to utilize their facilities. So what I had given him was just that request. Who is the property owner that we can contact to ask permission? That's if we're holding it out in...
Yeah, I think that would probably go through. Yeah, that's in Columbus.
We don't know. And if it is, then
Central Point's in the city.
Tell me who to contact.
Why is that
his
job?
I'll find you a contact for the
why is that his job?
Okay. Perfect.
I'm here to tell us what to do.
That is that. And from our city liaison, I have a list of free leisure cards are being given out at the library, and also a listing of things that are upcoming for the summer, things to do. And I will pass these around. So if you've got family, friends that want to attend any of the festivals or anything that's around Columbus, I think this one I've got for everybody goes through September 4th. There's quite a few different things to do. If you like.
Sure.
Thank you.
And the last thing I have, or not the last thing, the second to last thing, as the city of Columbus provided us with this nice nifty little handout on what area commissions are about, what we do. I thought, cool, I like that. So I am going to pass this out to everybody. And you know, you're all welcome to attend our meetings. This is not limited to just Columbus. The last thing I have is Mary Ellen O'Shaughnessy came to speak at our meeting just to tell us what she did. And they had this handout for their annual report, which I'll give to you. And that's it.
Well, we thank you so much. I'm going to open up the floor at this time. If there's any questions for Patty.
I have a question. So if we came to your meeting, would we be getting the same information at your meeting that you're giving us at this meeting? If I attended your meetings...
No. There's a few things that we discuss at our meeting that I don't bring here.
Okay, gotcha. Just curious. Thank you.
What I bring to you is something that is available to all community members. There are some things that we discuss within our meetings that just, you know, I can't remember everything.
No, I'm just trying to Thank you.
Ralph has been, John, you've been.
Yes.
So.
Mike, it's been some great information. One of the ones that I attended was very interesting because they had people from AEP. And what I found that was really something AEP was telling everybody to, you need to find someone else and use us because we're going to be expensive. So I thought that was very educational. The park issues that they were in about the park was very interesting. So yes, I found that there'd be a lot of additional stuff than that's, that you scratched the surface here.
Right, I just try to make what I give to you what is available citywide to all, everybody, not exclusive to Columbus members, because there is a lot of things that the city liaison shares with us, the police liaison shares with us that are not within your boundaries and do not affect you per se.
I understand.
So.
If I may, there as well, Patty and Chairman Fleshman, Mike and anyone else that's interested, I served for 12 years on the Erie Commission, and I just wanted to bring that up, and a big part of it was chairperson. They do have people serving on the board that lived in the township and so forth. And it ended up being a real education, and a lot of good things came out of it. For an example, in partnering with various jurisdictions, Columbus being the major one. And from that standpoint, me, myself, and several other people, half a dozen or so other people, signed up, and we did a lot at the request of Mayor Coleman and others at the time to plan on future planning and so forth for the Columbus vicinity as a whole. And so we do have our part of planning for Columbus, generally speaking, that we were part of that, as well as getting the Erie Commission, you know, the overall land plan for the southwest part of Columbus and Franklin Township, and was able to pull a lot of good partnership type things in, such as, you know, for example, police enforcement and all this type of thing. So, Mike, if it's something that you're interested in, it's worthwhile.
I just asked a question. Uh-huh. I've got more answer than I ever bargained
for. Okay.
At this point. So
I understand. 12 years.
Just continue on with your meeting, please.
I could talk to you for 6 months about it, I guess.
Well, I know, too, our vice chair is working with Worth City as well as Township with Morpsey.
Yeah.
In terms of connectabilities of sidewalks and bike paths and parklands and all that, that's not something that's anywhere close enough for me to even bring to you.
Correct.
There's all sorts of plans that the city is wanting to do that just not quite there yet.
Well, Steve,
but they talk about in the meeting.
Steve is very active with Morpsey, so just so you know.
So do you have anything else for us?
No, sir.
Okay, I'm closing the floor at this time, and we are going to move on. Next is the Police Department, Chief Smith.
Thank you, gentlemen. So,
he's hard of hearing, he couldn't hear you.
We have the stats. Month of May, we had a total of 1,005 runs.
Wow.
I have them broken down if the board would like, or...
Go ahead.
Okay.
Go slow, please.
Yes, ma'am. Assist to other units, 20 runs, 4 burglaries, 10 burglary in progresses, 1 forgery. I'll give you the list, Robin, if you don't want to do all that.
Yes.
1 dog bite, 3 animal complaints, 26 miscellaneous contacts, 42 non-injury crashes, 47 domestics, 2 neighbor complaints, 5 drunk calls, 9 DUIs, 7 fights, 3 fires, 61 issues where we backed up the medics, 11 hit skips, 21 juvenile complaints, 28 thefts, 7 thefts in progress, 4 missing persons, 124 traffic offenses, 97 miscellaneous complaints, which they send that out because it doesn't fit any of the other categories. A lot of that could be civil issues, things like that. 27 injury accidents, 11 gun runs, 1 knife run, 24 unknown complaints, 2 sexual offenses, 2 robberies, 5 shootings, 16 shots fired, 19 stolen vehicles, 3 recovered vehicles, 8 suicide attempts, 172 suspicious persons, 15 suspicious vehicles, 15 follow-ups, 5 vandalism, 2 drug complaints, 14 threats, 10 mental health runs, 94 alarm drops, 8 assaults, and 19 disabled vehicles.
So on the alarm drops, explain that. Now, is that going to be mostly businesses or is it homes?
A mixture of business and residential.
And do we still have, you know, 1 strike, 1, 2, and 3, and then we have a charge for that run?
For businesses, yes.
Okay. And then if we could go back to the burglary and progress, usually when we get there, is it still in progress? Have we caught the people? Or?
A lot of situations, they put it out as a burglary in progress, and the person's already gone, or the homeowner comes home, and they haven't entered the house yet.
Gotcha.
So they put it out that way. We get there, we find out it probably happened an hour or 2 hours.
One of the reasons I was asking that is because of somebody in the house in the closet saying someone's in the house right now.
Yeah, and that's usually the way they come in. If somebody comes, they find their doors kicked open or whatever, they assume somebody's in the house, and we assume that too until we clear the house.
Gotcha. Okay, it's good to hear that someone wasn't, this past month, 4 different people weren't, like, in their bathroom going, someone's in my house.
No, not necessarily. That's just the way the call would came out.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, if I may, all these statistics is published in a newsletter. If you can sign up on the website for the police department. Am I correct?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
And then also your
Facebook. You can get that emailed right straight to your house so you have paper.
And if for the record, sir, for the people listening at home, what is the website that they would go to, sir?
It's franklintownshippolice.com.
Okay.
I believe.
And then your Facebook page is Franklin Township Police.
I'd have to get the actual address.
Okay, but I'm sure there's a link back and forth or something that so that they can see things that are going on, live notices and stuff.
Yeah, I believe if they go to the main website, there are links on there to those
pages. Okay, thank you, sir. Any other questions from the board?
Just a couple of quick questions. I had Chief last time I spoke with you were. I think the meet and so forth for the National Night Out function, how do we stand on that now? We have
That's at the church, so it's already been provided.
Okay, that's so provided.
Yes, sir.
And I know we had a question on the funds and stuff. And, are we okay on that? Or?
I think we will be. I believe La Plaza Tapatia is going to donate the funds.
Okay.
We'll have to solidify that, but I believe they are.
Okay, yeah, it's starting to creep up on us here. Have you kind of been in touch with everybody?
Yeah, I would imagine that Pastor Womack's going to reach out and want to do another follow-up meeting here pretty soon.
So everybody kind of knows what they're doing.
Yeah.
So to speak. Okay.
Just to see what has been done, what hasn't been done.
Okay.
And what still has to be
done. Yeah, I just wanted to kind of touch base and talk to you on that for a bit there. Thank you.
Yes, sir.
Thank you. And Sheriff Department Deputy Hamilton is not going to be here today, correct?
No, sir.
Yeah.
Fire Department Chief Arnold.
Nothing for you this week, thank you.
Okay, thank you, sir. Mr. Stevens is not in.
He's excused because of a death in his family.
Okay, and Fiscal Department, Robin Watkins.
I just had one. This is for motion for bills and payroll. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the board makes a motion to approve accounts payable from June 2nd, 2023 through June 15th, 2023 in the amount of $248,107.64 and payroll paid on June 9th in the amount of $170,484.96 for a combined total of $418,592.60. This is from check number 69159 to 69211. And electronic vouchers from 921-2023 through 1004-2023. And I've attached exhibits to support the numbers.
And if there's no further question to the board, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
Well, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you. And that's all I have.
Thank you, ma'am.
Thank you. And I did see Jeff's email, and I looked over, the budget? What would you call it?
Yeah, it's the 2024.
Yes.
Is that what he's sending
right.
out? Unfortunately, gentlemen, I was not copied on this email. So,
really?
No, I'm usually excluded from most of Vilcek's communications with you. And so that's something Mr. Leeser and I spoke, or Mr. Mazur and I spoke about. Don't know why.
Okay.
But yes, I am aware that there is a 2024 budget being prepared. It is due to the county auditors by July the 15th.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so that means we will need, as I was speaking with Administrator Mazur, we will need to have a budget meeting. I'm not sure if Jeff's planning to have a preliminary meeting with you ahead of time. But we do have to have a public hearing meeting, and we have to give the public a 10-day notice of that said meeting. So knowing by the end of the month, we probably should get something out and have a date scheduled for early July somewhere.
Okay. So the first thing I'd like to do is make a motion that all materials related to the budget is copied to the fiscal department, whoever in that capacity. Obviously, it is important that they get it to go through it to see it. If there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
I'll second that.
So I'm just going to make sure I get this right. So it's all budget material emailed to fiscal department.
Yeah.
And
anytime it's going to the trustees, it goes to your department.
In all capacities?
In all capacities.
Okay, I just want to make sure I get this
correct.
Right.
Because this is something that it's one thing if someone's having a question, but obviously if it's coming from our accountant, I think it's pretty, let me water down my words, it's ludicrous to think that I have questions, and that's why I was going to ask you, because I was looking through some of the stuff, and I'm looking at 66%. I'm like, okay, this is the sixth month.
Mm-hmm.
Are we going to be 6% short at the end of the year?
Right.
You can't even answer that because you don't even know what I'm talking about.
Right. I'm not sure
right.
if he's given you a 23 budget that's up to
right.
date.
Right.
Or if he's given you the 24 budget to review. I don't know which angle
so
he's I don't know which way he went.
You're here when? 9 to 5 Monday through Friday?
Yes.
Okay.
Pretty much.
He's here when?
He's here from 7 to 11 Monday and Wednesdays.
Okay.
Typically.
So if I have a question on Friday, it's not gonna do me any good.
Right, you have to email him, I suppose.
Right. And then
right.
But my hypothetical, what I'm getting mm-hmm. at is the point, and this is to the board, I think it's that not working together, and especially working with your department, is that's what that department does.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's like the blind leading the blind.
Well, I'm just being blunt, gentlemen. It's very challenging because I understand Jeff has a lot of knowledge, and I respect that knowledge 110%. But we have day-to-day operations that have to be done, and to be kept out of the loop is really not a professional way of running business.
I think we all agree that you should be in the loop.
And, you know, so there's just things that happen that I think he should be checking with Steve on before he does. He moved into the fiscal officer's office, didn't ask anybody, just moved in there. Steve says he's going to come out when we hire someone. Mm-hmm. That's the, you know, and that's good, but why wouldn't he come and speak to Steve about something like that? It really got under my skin, even though it didn't really bother me. I didn't want that office, but he just went in there and moved in. Moved the computers all around, you know, and I'm like, you're disrupting our day because he had to shut UAN down accidentally.
So my question,
you know, and these are all things that we just need to work better together.
So my first question when you said it to come to mind, if it took him an hour, hour and a half, 2 hours, time to get everything set up, did that cost the taxpayers for him to go from one office to set up in the other because he's paid while he's here?
I can't answer because I was in the middle of payroll. So I didn't even know he was moving till my UAN system went down.
Right. So anyways,
to get off the topic, I didn't mean to do that.
But so we have a second on this, and when you're ready, if you call the roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Okay, let me understand what we're doing.
Maybe so basically, anytime Jeff sends us information about the budget and, and the paperwork and everything, they should be giving it to the fiscal department as well.
Yeah.
They are the fiscal department. They pay the bills. They
I would think so, yeah.
So is that a yes, sir?
Sure. With,
is that a yes vote, sir?
Well, yeah,
okay.
I'd say yes, vote, and I think probably that needs to be included.
I would like to have all trustees.
The administrator.
Well, yeah, all trustees.
I did not receive that email.
You did not receive that?
No.
Oh, no. Well, that's not even...
So let's amend this. Let me start over with this resolution, if I may.
It's a motion, yes.
So I'd like to make a motion.
That's what I picked up, just to double check. I'm like, I don't remember seeing this, but
I could be wrong. Just to clarify,
when
we are getting budget materials or stats that have to do with budget items, all parties, all board members, as well as the fiscal department, and administrative, should all receive these materials at the same time. Because it makes no sense for only... See, here, I was going to ask you a few questions. And the thing about it, if you're already here and you see it, you may go, Jeff, you just emailed me this. What is this?
Mm-hmm.
Then I come in here and go, you know, I saw that 66%, and I'm concerned because we're at the 6 month.
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, I asked that question. It was just because we had to buy toner, and that toner is going to last us until we get to deception. We're good. Mm-hmm. You know, it could be something as simple as that.
Well, it's very interesting that you brought that up because I just had a conversation with Administrator Mazur on a particular line item that's on the budget that I was looking at because we had an increase, unexpected increase in dispatching fees. The budgeted allotted amount is not going to make it to the end of the year.
Okay.
So I told him, I said, I think we're going to make it to about October if the fees stay about where they are. Now, with summertime, I think it's going to go up, so I kind of added that into it.
Right.
So we're looking at what we budgeted to take us to September. So we've talked about that. So again, I'm not sure what Jeff sent you, so I can't really answer.
Okay, I will try to pull that out and forward that to you if this passes.
If I may, I know regarding the dispatch situation.
It was just an example, I'm sorry.
That was sprung on to Steve without notice, really.
Right, I think what we're looking at is we have a
communication.
Just a breakdown of communication.
Yeah, they're not.
I don't think it's intent.
No.
I think it was just boom, boom, and it's
right.
Sent.
In the short period of time he's here.
I think this will get it resolved. My question is do you need a second?
Yes, we do, because
there is a
motion.
He amended it.
I will second it.
Okay.
I will second the amendment.
Okay.
Now,
so.
if we call for a roll.
Yes. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes, I guess.
Sir, just to clarify,
all
we're doing is saying all
make
parties,
sure
the board as well as Mr. Mazur, as well as the fiscal department, is to get the same material.
Gotcha.
Right.
So if you're okay with that, you can give your vote?
I'm good with that.
Okay.
And just one thing I want to clarify now. from the standpoint of the increase in dispatch pay and everything. I know Steve happened to come up kind of talking pretty loud to him, hey, well, we're getting these increases that weren't appropriated. So not to make him look like he didn't try to defend her situation.
We don't just say
he was on.
Yeah,
we tried. Yep.
Just to clear any question you might have. You know.
I don't have any questions because I don't even have the document.
Okay, so with that, that's all you have. Thank you very much, ma'am. Mm-hmm. I am now going to turn it over to Mr. Mazur, our administrator. And, sir, you have the floor.
Good.
Thank you, Chairman. The first resolution I have is Resolution 2023-091, obligations approved by the Township Administrator for the period of June 2nd, 2023 through June 15th, 2023. And whereas the Board of Township Trustees in Resolution 2021-130 authorized the Township Administrator to approve and incur obligations of $10,000 or less on behalf of the Township in accordance with Section 507.1.11 of the Ohio Revised Code. And again, it's for the period of June 2nd, 2023 through June 15th, 2023 in the amount of $32,724.23.
To the Board, if there's no further discussion in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Hearing that, I would ask for a call of the roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
I've got one coming this way.
Okay.
Okay, and whenever you're ready, sir, we're
going to. You bet. The
next just trying to help you, Steve.
Pardon me?
Just trying to help you. Send it down.
I appreciate it. The next resolution is 2023-092. It's a resolution authorizing the Township Administrator to implement necessary determinations regarding all department operations. Whereas the Board of Trustees authorizes the Township Administrator to implement the necessary resolutions in order to maintain Franklin Township policies and procedures, as mandated by and in conjunction with the Board of Trustees.
If there's no further discussion on this, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Hearing that, I would ask for a roll call.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
And serve when you're ready.
Next resolution is Resolution 2023-093. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for Officer Tim Myers. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning June 7, 2023 through June 2023 for Officer Tim Myers for Article 24 of the Collective Bargaining Agreement.
So, sir, on this, with the 80 hours, have we received all necessary document from the doctors and et cetera, so everything's in order?
Yes, sir.
Hearing that everything is in order, I ask the Board, is there any further question in the matter? Hearing none, I'd ask for a second.
I will second it.
And whenever you're ready, ma'am.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I have Resolution 2023-094. It's a resolution approving 136 hours of injury leave for Lieutenant David Ratliff. Be resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 136 hours of injury leave, which began on May 15, 2023, through June 6, 2023, for Lieutenant David Ratliff per employees MOU.
So let me ask him this. So have we received everything that we needed to receive on him? I've seen a few emails in regards to different things, paperwork going back and forth. Have we met all the requirements that we need to and all the documents from doctors, et cetera?
We do. We received the absolute confirmation yesterday morning from his physician talking about his injury and his possible date of return to work. So he is actually scheduled for surgery.
Okay.
So he's actually scheduled.
Did we get the, because I have not seen it,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if the chief sent it. Have you sent the body camera footage yet?
Yes, Steve has the footage for...
Can you send it to the other three trustees, too?
That's why I went to Steve.
Okay.
For dissemination.
So with these discussions...
Go ahead.
So with these discussions, if there's no further discussions, I would ask for a second.
I will second it.
Hearing that, I would ask to call the roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay.
I have resolution 2023-095. Again, it pertains to Lieutenant Ratliff. It's a resolution approving 80 hours of injury leave for David Ratliff. Be it resolved by the Board of Trustees of Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, that the Board approves 80 hours of injury leave beginning June 7th, 2023 through June 20th, 2023 for Lieutenant David Ratliff per employee's MOU.
If there is no further discussion in the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
Ma'am, when you're ready to call the roll.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
Oh, movie night.
Yeah. Someone bring popcorn?
Marshmallows. Mr. Horner?
I don't think we're going to look at the. I don't think we're going to look at these.
No, get those ones on, Steve. See what happens. Let's just see. It's not real bright for everybody. I don't think.
Is there that, we go. That's
there.
Good.
We can still see. We're not going to fumble or fall. That's why I got you guys on.
Yeah.
In case somebody's got
to. We can. We can see the right.
And right, and then can get up to go to the restroom if they need to.
What I have first is resolution 2023-096. It's a resolution declaring motor vehicles located at 1850 Jackson Road in Franklin Township, Franklin County, Ohio, a junk motor vehicle and providing for its removal pursuant to Ohio Revised Code 505.871. Whereas pursuant to Section 505.871 of the Ohio Revised Code, the Board is authorized to determine that a motor vehicle located on private property is a junk motor vehicle and notify an order the property owner to remove any such junk motor vehicles within 14 days after receipts of the notice. And if the property owner fails to remove the junk motor vehicles or to make arrangements for the removal within the allotted time period, the board may proceed to remove the junk motor vehicles and enter the cost of such removal upon the tax duplicate for the property. So, this is what we're looking at today, and I'll go through these quick. And I'm not going to read through all the resolutions because they're all very similar. I will just give you the location and the Ohio Revised Code number as well. And this is resolution 2023-097. This pertains to junk vehicles located at 759 Brown Road. And again, it gives the trustees the authority within 14 days, if the junk cars aren't removed, it gives the township the ability to do so. The next resolution is 2023-098, and it deals with junk vehicles located at 1768 Ramsburg Avenue. And again, it's under the same Ohio Revised Code. Then the next resolution after that is 2023-099, and it has to do with junk vehicles located at 917 Brown Road. Continuing on, there's resolution 2023-100. Again, it addresses junk vehicles located at 1797 Jackson Road. And finally, the last vehicle is 2023-101. And these are junk vehicles located at 1836 Jackson Road. If I bring that back or not.
So, Mr. Mazur, did you want to show any other photos on that?
Yeah, as soon as I can, I'm a little challenged here with this.
You're not the only one.
Oh, Nicole's coming.
You should.
Anybody help him with the projector?
A signal. HDMI.
Go ahead, you can make fun of it. We just, you can start with 1836.
Dyslexic.
It's the only one.
Oh, wow.
Okay. It's on the side of the road.
That's unsafe.
Yeah. It's been there for the auditors. I looked at the auditor's street view pictures as well. So as of July of last year, it was there with a flat tire in the same position, and then it's progressed to no tire on a stand.
Is that a theft protection?
No, it's a stand.
It could be.
I didn't know if that was an IKEA.
This is the way we're going to keep our car from getting stolen.
It's a lot of work.
Yeah, you can just write it down.
All right. 1768 Randleford.
Did that? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah,
okay. No.
That's not going nowhere with the transmission sitting in front of the car.
1797 Jackson. This car has been here for
a long time.
Very long time. Oh, that's not supposed to be in there. That's across the street that I need to report. I didn't include the truck because the auditors photo didn't show it there as of July last year, and I couldn't get closer to tell. But yeah,
it's a Porsche 944. Mm-hmm. So what you're doing is, would you explain, Nicole, to the public what classifies as far as if they're tagged, not tagged, etc., for the record?
3 years or older, extensively damaged, and apparently inoperable. So if in your perception it appears to be inoperable.
No tires, no transmission, flat tires.
Mm-hmm. This truck has been there for over a year with trash piled around it.
That sensuary unit really...
And does it make a difference whether they have tags on it current or not? Okay. So glad to see this being done.
This guy,
you can't have a vehicle right without tags on it, no matter what.
That's a Byron question.
Correct?
You have to have tags.
You have to.
Or it needs to be in storage.
Okay.
Yes. These are all on one property at 759 Brown Road. And actually behind the shed, which I can't see from the street, he has like four or five more back there as well.
What, I didn't mean to interrupt, I apologize. What do we do in that case?
Well, we're taking baby steps on this.
I guess technically they're covered because they're out of viewing sight.
Mm-hmm.
But this car back here, and there's a car behind this red truck as well that I didn't include because it was last minute.
Right. But so those three
and
this van.
And that van is packed full to this roof with trash.
It's pretty evident that that's now a dumpster and not a
yeah.
usable vehicle.
So if we could speak on this, Mr. Mazur, or mm-hmm. you or your assistant.
Our new part-time zoning enforcement officer,
yeah.
Yes.
What is the next step? Now we're going to pass these resolutions that are before us, if we pass them. I mean, we got to go to a vote. I can't speak for the other two. What is the next steps from here? Because this is something new. Do we just go remove them, or we notify them, and then we
they
remove
them? They have 14 days to address them. They have to move those within 14 days.
Now, when you say move, not just back them up 2 feet. They have to be out
they
of
have to be out
they have
of
to
there.
Be covered in a covered structure.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then after 14 days, we can contract, and I've talked to Capital City Towing. Capital City Towing will go in and actually tow those out, and we'll probably need the assistance of the chief. And then there's a tax duplicate that goes on to the property owner, so we can recoup expenses.
Okay. So I would like to commend you, as you and your staff, as a Franklin Township resident. I know that there's other residents that I've had calls from different similar situations and stuff, that we finally, as a township, have got to the point where we can actually do something about this, because it seems like every one of us are getting to the point we know someone in the neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And I hate that saying, because it's getting to the point where it's thought that it's okay to do that. Mm-hmm. And now that it's going to get back, there's going to be some people that are going to hate us for it, but then there sure is a whole lot of other people are like, I don't have to look out and see that anymore. You know, every time the tax bill comes due, I seem to get calls going, I'm paying this taxes, and I have to look out my window and see this. So, thank you.
So we actually have to sticker or post a notice on a structure to let the property owner know that you trustees have been informed, which gives them that time to remedy the situation.
Sure.
And then after that, that's when the township can enforce their
After the meeting, I'll prepare certified letters to go out to the principal structure that they're on, to the property that they're on. And then I'll go out and I'll put a notice on the principal structure on the property and on the vehicle. So they'll get a certified letter, notice on their house and a notice on the car. They have 14 days, and if they don't
comply.
I've taken the map and I've divided it up by kind of like little sections, 5-6 streets at a time. So like this was just the triangle, starting with Withers, and then I think I stopped at Hopkins.
You're doing a fantastic job.
Yes.
I would just say one suggestion. When you go to post these houses and cars, you may want to get a hold of the chief
and take the chief.
Okay. I'm not telling you how to do your job, but I don't want to see you get hurt. But, you know, like John was saying, this has been a long time coming, and, you know, the residents have been told we have to have home rule. And I applaud both Steve and yourself of going above and beyond to find the loophole in the system. It's not really a loophole, it's the law. But I applaud you for finding it and making our residents happy. Yeah.
I was just going to say that in order to keep track of the complaints, like John was talking about with the cars, if for the most part, if people could utilize the website for the request to address on there, the form, it comes directly to me and Steve and then whatever other relevant department it's pertaining to.
Mm-hmm.
So then I can keep track of all the complaints on there. And if I have to focus on one area more than another first, that's all.
And you already established a database.
Yeah, it's just a form on the website. You go to the website, you put in the information, you can say there's a junk car here, you can upload a picture if you have one, and then I know, I can keep track of that, and I know where the junk cars are.
Does the person have to identify themselves and put an email?
No, it does. Okay. So you might, if it requires an email to go in there, if you want to remain completely anonymous, you can just put no@noemail.com. It's not going to verify your email or anything, but the field might require an input.
I've never heard it put that way, but that's good. I don't remember that.
Can you post
none of your business at whatever, you know, it doesn't matter.
Can you post that on Facebook, and also can you make sure that information about going to the website is on Facebook and also in the next newsletter?
I believe it is in the newsletter. I'll verify.
Okay.
I can definitely make another post about it, for sure.
Yeah, so I think that's something that we really need to blast out. And I think it wouldn't be bad to have it National Night Out. Maybe you and Steve work on something of possibly having something to hand out there.
So, Mr. Mazur, my question before we go to a vote and to the board, my question is just say no as a circle around it. Are we allowed to publicize on our website some of these atrocities that we're seeing that we're cleaning up? Or is that going to defame and someone get upset that we... Because a lot of people, if they see it on our website and they see what we're dealing with, and it's like, wait a minute, I've got one worse than that across the street. I'm glad someone's doing something. I'm not trying to shame someone, but I would like people to see what we are dealing with. And then when other people see it, I too want to have a good township and clean. I don't want to have to live next door to someone. Is that a Jolie question?
Yeah, check the attorney.
Nicole?
I know that Prairie Township posts their resolutions on their website for violations that they are addressing. They put the whole resolution on there. They don't, you know, add any extra verbiage. They put the resolution, what the property address is that they're addressing.
Yes.
And the notices. I can make a section on the website for that, like violations and notices of violation. So people can, they can go there and see if we've addressed it or...
So my question would be, like for instance, the Brown Road incident,
mm-hmm.
and then some of these. On that particular area where you would have, you know, to report X, Y, and Z, if we made another link or et cetera, these actual photos, are we allowed to put them up so
that's
that people...
That's a Julie question.
Well, yeah. Then Nicole's making a valid point. If you look at Prairie Township, because they're extremely aggressive, they actually include...
The pictures.
In their minutes, and the public can go to and watch their videos. Where they show the pictures, the address, and what action is being taken against the property owner. So I gotta believe that's public information. If you can put it on your in your meeting minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I would like to see that.
That's their normal course of meeting business. Like they already have video of their meetings. We don't. So it's kind of like an extra above and beyond thing. But if we have the addresses, I can post the link to the auditor's aerial view of that property because you can see all these things on the auditor's aerial view. I mean, it's not a secret.
Okay, because what I'm trying to do is get people when they see this.
You can visualize what type of issue it is.
Right. Right, but I didn't know if the homeowner or renter has any recourse going, well, you put my picture of my...
I'll make absolutely sure. Yeah. I don't want to get involved with
right.
this and get
so,
and then...
So with that said, Mr. Mazur, is it possible for us to make one resolution covering all these, or each one's going
to
be individual?
They have to be individual.
Okay.
You can put multiple vehicles.
But see, each one of these, so we have
separate
a total
address.
Of...
Yes.
There's 1, 2, 3, 4,
five, six.
Okay, so
it starts
problem.
At 97 and goes to 101.
96,
excuse me, and goes to 101.
Can we do businesses too? Like down here on the corner, that gigantic big hillbilly semi truck that has tires left all around it.
Yeah,
and
it's terrible.
Okay.
Just hillbilly trash right there.
That's okay.
Yes.
Thanks, George.
Okay. We got to get. We're getting ready to. We're still in the middle of this. Okay. So be it resolved by the Board of Trustees, Franklin County, Franklin Township, Ohio, that the board. I say basically. I'm thinking which way.
I
this is
just,
so new.
I would just say
the address.
Yeah.
I would just say
the heading.
The heading.
Yeah.
And that Mr. Mazur has given us.
Mr. Mazur, one of two things.
Mm-hmm.
You've read off some of these. I'm trying to think of the best way, and then the board can ask for a motion, or the chair, I can read each one of these, which is probably the best way.
I think if you just read one with the heading.
With the revised code in there.
And then if you read, I think this section of the whereas, and then you can just follow that up and say,
I'm going to go for a resolution. So here's what we've done. We've already read this.
Yes.
So here's what I'm going to do. I'm going to ask for a, and this is going to be a resolution, correct?
Yes.
Each one of these are a resolution.
Right, so you'd start with 9-6.
Right.
So I'm going to ask for a resolution, a vote on a resolution, because you just explained it and showed it to us. There's no sense rereading this again.
Exactly.
So what I'm going to do is ask for a resolution. I'm going to ask for a vote for resolution 23-96. If there's no further discussion on the matter, I would ask for a second.
I will second as it is written.
Okay, John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yeah.
Thank you.
On resolution 20-23-097, I would ask for a second if there's no further questions.
I will second.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
On resolution 20-23-098, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I'll second.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
On resolution 2023-099, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
On resolution 2023-100, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
I apologize, ma'am. Okay. On resolution 2023-101, if there's no further questions, I would ask for a second.
I will second that.
John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
And with the gentleman, with a stroke of a pen, this board has done something in 10 years that I have never seen done, that we have been able to accomplish this. So I thank you very much. Mr. Mazur, I will turn that back over to you, sir. Anything else for us?
Real quickly, Patty spoke about the property at 771 Frank Road. I'm going to schedule at least their attorney to come in and make a presentation for the trustees. I'll just wait, because I know, John, you want to discuss about the next meeting date.
Yes, sir.
So I can wait.
Okay, just give me 2 seconds to get... I'm gladly signing these resolutions to clean this township up. And I hope that this makes a difference in the quality of life and people that live in and around it.
I just want to get along with the pitch, and I'm going to assure you that.
Negative and positive.
Yeah, sure.
But if we all stand together and want to see our township clean and ridden of this type of stuff, this isn't where you move to bring your trash. Okay, so our next meeting date, we're looking at June
29th.
Yeah, but I'm just trying to get it.
Yeah.
So the 29th is on a Thursday. So originally, when did we have this? Was going to be like the 15th, and we have two meetings a month. So are we doing the 1st and the 28th? The red,
no.
Correct? In June?
Yeah.
No, it's the green.
The 29th.
No, it's the red.
Meetings are red.
Meetings are red. Let's get that out.
We have three meetings.
We had a meeting scheduled today.
Because it's bi. We do it every other week.
Bi-weekly.
But I'm looking.
We do it every other week.
Doesn't that say the 1st, the 15th, and the 19th?
Right.
So we are to have two meetings a month. Do we want to do the 1st and the 29th is what I'm asking.
We're on the 15th, so we can't do the 1st and the 29th.
Okay, I'm thinking correct.
So you guys normally just skip it.
So that's what I'm
asking. Yeah, we normally skip.
Okay. So what I'm a month off. I'm thinking July that we have three and then we're deciding to come to do. So what I would like to do is, gentlemen, if we was to skip the meeting on June 29th, and then our next meeting, we'd still do bills and payroll as far as when we come in to sign the checks. Are you gentlemen okay with that?
Yes.
Mr. Horn, are you okay with that? Okay, so...
Hey, I'm always here.
So if we will...
I just have a question.
Yes.
Because as I was speaking earlier about the 2024 budget, that has to be turned into the county auditors by July the 15th.
Okay.
So you guys will need to schedule... Because having that meeting on the 29th allows time for that budget meeting. But otherwise, you can do it early July. But remember, the July 4th is in there, too.
Okay.
And we still have to meet that deadline, which is on a Saturday, which means they don't defer it. I mean, the 14th it would be due.
So do we want to have a special meeting?
We could have a special meeting just for that.
Because we have a meeting scheduled on the 13th. I don't think it's enough time.
So how about if you, when that's prepared and ready, and we can, you know, pick a date for that, if that would help you?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll get with Jeff and see where we're at with that process. And then I'll get with Administrator Mazur so he can communicate you guys where we're at. Is that,
Is that
fair?
Because
we have to give a 10-day notice.
Is it 10 business days?
I think so. Okay. I think to be safe, we would do 10 business days.
Okay.
So whatever day we pick for the meeting, we got to go back 10 days to make sure the notice goes to the public.
It has to be in by the end of July.
Okay.
It has to be in by July 15th, which technically would be July 14th.
Okay.
It has to be the county on July 15th.
Right, which is a Saturday, which means we got it submitted on Friday the 14th.
Okay.
Just giving you guys a heads up if you're moving things around a little bit.
No worries. So if you see to it that the...
Technically, we only have to have one meeting a month.
Oh, I know.
So, Mr. Mazur, if we'll make sure that the June 29th meeting is posted in the Facebook as well as online that there is no meeting on the 29th.
You guys passing a motion?
Okay.
Yes, yeah, I'll make a motion.
I'm getting ready to make that motion.
Oh, sorry.
Okay.
And then our next meeting will be on July 13th. Because at this point, the next scheduled meeting is on July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
So, we'll have to throw a special in there, will we not?
We're going to have to. That's what
and
I'm saying.
It's the 4th of July week.
That's right.
Yeah.
And
so, you want to just go ahead.
It's the 4th of July week, and it's in payroll.
On the 29th that...
Nothing.
Because we're not going to be able to do the budget meeting by then, because you've got to have 10 days.
Right.
So that's
nothing.
Right. There is nothing.
No. Nothing pressing.
So then all we need to do, irregardless, we would still need to make a 10-day notice. Business days is what we're looking at, correct?
Which allows us time for the end of
right,
June.
Right. So the 29th, let's just put that to rest. So I make a motion that the board here notices that the June 29th meeting for 12 o'clock will be postponed. The next scheduled business meeting of July 13th will be on as scheduled.
I'll second the motion.
Okay. John?
Yes.
Jim?
Yes.
Ralph?
Yes.
Thank you.
This is something we do every year.
I think we need to go ahead so everybody can get their notes, including me.
So, Ralph, if you look at the board, our next business meeting is on the 13th in red and the 27th. We normally just have two meetings a month, but the way the month of June fell, we could actually have three because every other week.
Oh, okay.
So basically, we were in the same thing in November. If you look at November, we'll probably end up doing the same thing in November.
Okay.
So if you look at July, we're right back on schedule.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And we usually cancel the last one in December.
Yes. Yeah.
And the last one in
correct.
Yeah.
I just give him a hypothesis.
Does everybody got that square there?
We do.
Yep.
Yeah.
It's our meeting.
Okay, so Mr. Mazur, I stopped you for a second because I wanted to clear this up.
Okay, that's all.
So now all we need to do is figure out the 10-day and the 4th of July.
Yes, sir.
Because we could move 4th of July to like the 14th of July, possibly.
Why?
What?
I'm just being funny.
No.
We can't
it's
lose
it. It's a pretty good group of trustees if you're going to move a holiday. I like that.
Okay, so. He almost bought it for a second. Like, you know what?
Listen, you're putting too many things in my head. I'm trying to add up a date to it.
And I need my Red Wings.
Okay, so if you look at today being the 15th. Yeah. Okay, so Mr. Mazur, is there anything else that you have for us, sir?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay, hearing that, I do not have anything at this point. Mr. Leeser, do you have anything?
I am clear.
Okay. Mr. Horn, did you have anything else?
Jan's got a question real quick.
Give me 2 seconds to get through this part, and then we will. Mr. Mazur, Mr. Mazur. Ralph, did you have anything else?
Yeah, I had a... First of all, I'd like to welcome Mary back. Mary hasn't been here for a while.
Mary Niemeyer.
And so I stopped by and visited her for a few minutes yesterday and gave her the schedule. She was fortunately able to, I guess, change her schedule around a little bit, so she's here now. She's been a forever fixture here, and like to welcome her back. And she had some unfortunate issues in her family. Don, a good buddy for many, many ages there, she had lost him back the early part of the year.
I'm glad she's with us.
There, Mary. I'm sorry I didn't know where I'd been aboard for Dawn, that's for sure. So welcome back, and thank you very much. The ladies are presently coming. If you would, just introduce yourself.
Can do that.
Mary, she lives right at just north of the corner, right, John. well, just on Brown there, just north of the store, you know, the store there. Okay, welcome, Mary. I'm glad to have you back.
Hi, neighbor.
Then one of the things I wanted to bring to the board's attention and Steve and Nicole. Mary has the old house next door. I think she had discussed with Chief Smith there a week or two ago. It's vacated, has been for a long time. And I want to get, do you actually know the street number to that house, Mary? I want to kind of, I don't know what's going on with it right now. Do you know anything about it, Chief?
As far as where it's at?
You know where it's at and everything, but you don't know the status of
what they're going to do.
Okay. So we need to kind of look into that. Do you know what that address of that old home is there?
What the address is?
Yeah. It's next door to you.
1239.
Okay.
I'm not.
Yeah, yours is 1233, I believe, isn't it?
Yeah.
So, it's next door. Anyway,
we can look it up.
Steve, I'm going to give you the information, and we'll look into this. We also have two others that have been vacated, and we were looking into those two homes a long time ago, John. But we never did really, to my knowledge, get anything done. Well, the house is both vacated now. One is actually located on Bellmead. They're both right at the corner of Bellmead and Brown. And both homes are vacated now. So I'm going to get back into those, Steve, and see. The owners, Judy Lane, which I knew her, and her husband there. And Judy has passed away now, and I'm not sure the other.
They were not the owners.
They were not the owners. Okay.
There is an owner. He's supposedly, I heard, going to fix it up, the property up, and have three apartments to rent out.
Okay.
But that's been going on for many years now, the way that.
I don't think, Mary, you don't actually know the exact address of those, do you?
Not that one.
Okay. Let's look into those and kind of get back on that again, Steve. I don't know what the. This is Mary's address here. And they're writing her for sanity. She's got three vacant properties right by her, actually. Yeah. Yeah, you just have that note there. I just jotted him down there. So anyway, Mary, good to see you again, and hope everything couldn't help you with anything. Just love to know. Thank you. That's about all the new stuff. One other thing that Steve and I already had talked about a little bit, the old house that we had cleaned out on Brown Road there, Steve said he already knew about it. They didn't do a very good job.
No, it
really didn't.
No.
So he's looking into that now. So anyway, that's all I had, gentlemen. Thank you.
Okay. Mr. Leeser?
I have nothing. Are you ready for questions?
Just a second.
Jan's the first one.
You're 2 seconds or
I know.
you're on the clock.
Okay. I just had a question about the meeting on the 28th. We're not having a meeting on the 28th. The next one is July 13th.
Mm-hmm.
The only thing I'm thinking is, like, that's a month away. What if there's things that come up that we...
Well, that's why we're allowed to have special meetings and things, if there's something that would come up. The Board of Trustees will still be in to do payroll, oversee things.
Right.
And that's why we have an administrator and things of that nature.
Give her time.
My apologies. Go ahead.
This is your time. You gave me 2 seconds. No, I just had a question about that when we were talking about it, you know, for the 28th. But since it's my town. But we aren't typically part of the special meetings.
Yeah, would we be a part of special
meetings? Yeah, yeah. They would notice we go out.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, and as far as these houses with these vehicles, what about the chop shop across the street from me? It's getting worse.
Yes, I have seen it.
Let's get with Nicole.
12 o'clock at night.
Let's get a paper filled out, if we don't have one already, so that we now have a paper trail, and we'll put it in through the system. And I'm sure Nicole, and then also Mr. Mazur, will gladly start working on that.
I mean, has been witnessed, they park, double park, they're out in the street, and the kids are out on their dirt bikes again, flying up and down the street.
So they're not junk vehicles, they're just parking wherever.
Parking wherever, and they come at 12 o'clock at night with a semi and a 40-foot flatbed, drop off vehicles at midnight. Now, come on. That
could be something a little bigger than that, too.
Yeah. It's a lot bigger than that. Okay.
Sheriff's Department's got it, too.
Okay. And then, Byron, I'm going to ask a question. Is there, like, for instance, for any good PC, if we knew, do you know exactly, are they on like clockwork every night at midnight or something?
No, it's, I would say three times a week at least, and then there's cars over there, they back in, can't pull in, so the lights go towards their backyard, they back in, two or three of them sit there and park there, and the lights come through my front window.
And they offload cars?
Just multiple people coming in and out. When they unload the cars, they're there for maybe an hour.
What are they unloading?
Cars.
Oh, cars. They just unload cars in the driveway.
In the driveway, and then they take them to the backyard. And I've got patience, and it's getting real thin.
Okay, so help me out, because when they take them to the backyard at three times a week, I mean, there must be a field of cars by now.
Is there a field of cars back there?
Okay. So I'm not being cynical. No. I'm just like, I'm doing the math in my head. So once the cars go back in the behind the house, they stay there forever, or do they they come but they never leave?
I haven't seen them leave. I have not seen them bring in a semi with a 40-foot flatbed and take any out.
So you only see them come?
Yes.
So what is the criteria for?
That's more legal.
I know, but I'm trying to understand it as a resident. If I live next door, I would want to know this. What do we do if we can't see it, et cetera, other than the fact that they're, you know, I get the lights in the windows and all that. But I'm looking at, you got junk cars, are they leaking stuff, soil contamination? I'm thinking in my head, how do we, because they're out of sight, like I asked Nicole a while ago.
That's the thing.
I'm trying to think, how can we overcome this to get rid of them? Unless it's when you have 40, let's just hypothetically say there's 40 cars there. What constitutes something as a junkyard?
And then when they parked, and you can go down my street, you can look at where I live. There's at least 5 to 7 foot where they have parked on my side of the street, and my grass is all dead. They've run into my bushes when they pull out at night or back out.
Does these cars run when they take them to the back, or do they push them?
There's cars that come there that run, and then there's cars that they bring on the tow truck.
So do you think that they're doing this? There's a place on Wilson Road one time I turned into the city, and they were running under the radar. And they were basically taking cars and then selling the parts on eBay, like alternator. They just stripped the car.
That's why I say I think it's best to turn it over to Byron, to the police department, and let them investigate it. So, or he can turn it over to the sheriff's department so they can investigate it.
But I'm inquisitive. Byron, are you familiar with this?
Yes. So zoning is already looking at it. If you're running a business out of your home, it's a zoning issue.
Yep.
Steve is right. If you can't see what's in the backyard, it's now outside of our enforcement abilities,
right,
as far as the junk cars. we've already tried to step up patrols for the dirt bikes and things like that, just like we have on Ransburg and other areas. We can look at the double parking. If they're singularly parked, you're allowed to park on the street. The rule is one car has to be able to get around at a time because we don't have no parking on the road. So we're limited to what we can and can't do. But the real issue for Jan's problem is with zoning to try to enforce them running a business out of that residence.
And that's through Franklin County.
That's through Franklin County.
Jan, have you contacted anyone with Franklin County yet?
I believe Nicole's already sent it to zoning.
Okay, I was just curious. Because sometimes I always tell residents when I talk to them, help me help you. Because a lot of times it's one thing, it's something when we call and et cetera, but when the actual resident calls as well, for whatever reason, it seems like it does help the issue as far as getting someone out there.
It sounds like folks are getting more and more comfortable with home rule.
Yes, home rule would definitely.
It sounds like they're getting more
comfortable. Yes, and
there's something bigger going on at that place.
Yeah.
Really
so
is.
We're gonna move to the next speaker.
Mike Blevins. Mike, you have 3 minutes.
All right.
Thank you.
I'm going to say my thing, and we'll get the answers afterwards, okay? I want to thank whoever made the change on Facebook where we could get the agenda put on the Facebook so you can see what the agenda is going to be with the meetings. I appreciate it. So I just, look, if you come and complain when something goes right, you need to come and say thank you. So I'm saying thank you.
That would be Mr. Majors.
Thank you goes to you. I wanted to ask Byron, seem to have a lot of injuries that happens. Is the department covered man-wise, and are all the shifts being covered? Now you're down the lieutenant, sounds like, for a respectable amount of time, being covered and things like that. And then I wonder, it's hard for me to talk about it because it'll look like I'm talking about Robin individually, but where are we at on fiscal officer? Like, are we eventually going to get a fiscal officer? We don't hear anything about it. I would just like, as a resident and a taxpayer, I'd like to know, like, are we working on getting someone to come in and be the fiscal officer? And like, are we as taxpayers, is all the work in that department getting covered? Are we paying penalties and interest on things that may not be getting done? Sounds like to me you're passing, you hired someone to be a contractual worker, but you're passing like resolutions or whatever it is. He works for you. Just tell him. When you have a communication, it goes to everybody. You don't have to pass something that says that. He's working for us. We pay his salary. Just tell him. You want the communication to go across the board. It just seems silly to me that, you know, we're doing this, and I just want to know where it's at. Are we going to get a fiscal officer? I mean, we should be allowed to know. I'd like to know, since Nick was involved until where we are now, how many penalties and interest have we paid from things that didn't get taken care of? And that's tax dollars money. So there you go. I got two questions to Byron, and a thank you to Nicole, and the question on fiscal officer to the board with 33 seconds to spare.
Okay, I'm gonna...
You yielding your time?
I'm yielding my time.
Okay, so with that being said, I like to do, as the chairman, I like to do things that is above board, and that if we make a motion, all board members agree to it in a public meeting versus just saying, well, he works for us. Now it's understood, and these are the protocols in which to go. Without protocols in place, someone's going to say, well, I didn't know, da da da. Now we've made it very clear. I'm not going to go 1, 2, 2.5, 3 before
okay.
Johnny starts to move. Now we have a protocol in place that is clear to everybody in this table and everywhere in this room. Nextly, I'm going to let Steve speak on the, as far as getting a fiscal officer, there is a procedure in which to do so. We had an executive meeting today. We've had interviews for people and I'll let you speak on what we can speak on.
Okay. Yeah, Michael, there were three applicants. The board talked today. We interviewed, oh God, help me with my dates, Robin. We interviewed them last
Friday.
Friday?
Mm-hmm. Okay. Friday morning.
All three last Friday. The board is coming to a consensus. We talked about the three candidates today. To be very clear, I have minimal input because it's a decision that the trustees have to make. We have 30 days to for lack of a better term, hire a fiscal officer. So we have till the end of June. I think the board is close. We're going to ask for some additional information from one particular applicant. And we should have a decision by what we're going to call a special meeting.
Next Tuesday.
Special meeting. When?
Next mm-hmm. Tuesday.
Tuesday.
Get your glasses, Steve.
They're not going to be
next Tuesday.
Yeah, okay, yeah.
Yes. So, crossing our fingers, we hope next Tuesday we have a fiscal officer. And yes, we desperately need one.
And their effective date would be? If they would accept.
And I believe.
I'd like to start them on Wednesday. You know?
Well, July 1st.
But I think it's up to the candidate, and then we have to work with the
payroll.
Pay period too.
And I think you would best answer about the penalties.
Yes.
Yeah, well, I can do the best I can. I don't have dollars in front of me. I can say we have had some small penalties and or late fees. Two things have occurred with the... Unfortunately, with the selection of the last fiscal officer, they weren't here long enough to be trained.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so basically, I'm looking from my perspective. I've been trying to operate the office since December the 31st of 22 on my own.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I get support. Don't get me wrong. Nicole and Steve are support. Mm-hmm. But when I'm not here, and I'll give two examples. One, I took vacation that was approved.
You're allowed.
And, of course... I set it all around payroll, and I hope the staff understands I dedicate my leave time around where the payroll is.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when I get payroll done on Thursday, they get paid the very next day, guys. I have no big window to do payroll. You know, so I do it on Thursday, I post it, everybody gets paid on Friday. So there's no window of, like, oh, I'll come back and fix that later, you know. So I will set my vacation up around, I will leave on that Friday, and I come back before payroll's ready to go again.
Yep.
Because there is no one to do that, okay? But that's just one example. But then the other problem becomes, I got COVID unexpectedly. And it came in the night I posted payroll. Okay, so the to answer your question, we incurred penalties because I had to submit the state and federal taxes late when I came back, okay? So it was outside of the control because we don't have the staffing to support the department. So to answer your question, Mr. Blevins, we have incurred some, not substantial, we're not talking thousands of dollars, but they do charge $100 if you're late, $50 here, you know what I mean? So they're just answered, yes, we have. But unfortunately, I have no control over that.
Mm-hmm.
I can say that I texted Administrator Mazur when I was tested for COVID, and I said, at that time, we had a fiscal officer in place.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, they have written instructions. And with the support of Jeff, they could do the withholdings. They could pay those state taxes and those federal taxes in my absence. And it didn't happen.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not blaming anyone. This isn't a blame game. But I just want to make sure that I answered your question.
That's the only reason I ask. I just feel like there's got to be things not getting done.
Things are falling. I mean, nothing's behind. The electricity's not being shut off. You know, nothing like that. But it's those things that they will quickly penalize you if you don't get, like, we do our payroll on Friday. They want the taxes by Wednesday. And it's all done electronically.
Yeah.
It's all done online, and I have written instructions. So that's, again, another thing that I feel like the ball got dropped when I went out with COVID, which obviously we had to pay penalties on. So, but it wasn't anything atrocious. but it isn't explainable, and I did make file notes on every penalty that I paid. I explained why, because we're going to be audited down the road,
yep.
And they're going to want to know why these taxpayer dollars incurred $150 here or there. Well, there's a file note that explains why.
Well, thank you for all your extra time and effort that you're putting in. It's appreciated.
Yeah. Absolutely. A lot of extra time.
Mm-hmm. You're up.
To answer your question, yes, Mike. With the two injuries we have, we've made some minor schedule adjustments, very minimal overtime, but we have been able to maintain 24/7.
Are you guys on 10-hour shifts yet?
No, we're on 5/8.
Okay. That was it. I didn't want to add that.
Okay. Hearing that, we are adjourned at 13:27.
Patty,
I need to see you. Jim Stevens and his family.
I need to.
Okay.
Since his dad passed away.
Would you like to lead us in prayer for that? We're out of a meeting, so it's, legal.
Okay.
Anyone that would like to stay and pray, you can. This is not a repeat. This is not part of the meeting.
Oh, we're trying to return.